River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I look outside across this frozen tundra.
And realize that the snow is melting, eh?
Well, yeah. I just hope it gets cold before we get any more snow so that everything freezes really hard so everybody can go out in the bush and you know, the loggers and the oil field guys and all that, because it's got to freeze really hard for them to be able to get the work done properly.
That's right.
So that's what we're hoping for.
Well, you can
frigid weather and no snow.
We can only hope, right?
I don't know. You're the one with the weather report.
Yeah, but Mother Nature and I, for some reason, aren't on speaking terms right now, so.
She get a restraining order against you, too?
I don't know if it was that way, the other way, or what the deal is, but, yeah, for some reason, we're just not on speaking terms right now.
Well, you know, Mother Nature can be cranky sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in the High Prairie area, Crazy James?
All right, so today being Friday, we've got the usual prayer shawl knitting over at St. Mark's Church there in a couple hours at 10. We've also got Play and Learn over at the Children's Resource Center. That starts at 1. Library's having their Christmas party tonight.
Oh, nice.
8. Yeah. Yeah, the library, they always put on a first-class show over there. So.
Yep.
So that's what's going on today. We're going to jump over to Sunday, and we've got the High Prairie Red Wings here in town. I do believe it's Enoch that will be playing, our Junior A hockey team.
Yep.
That puck drop is at the Sports Palace at 4:30. Come check it out. Meet the mascot. We named the mascot at the last hockey game.
What is Wingnut. His name? Wingnut.
Wingnut.
Wingnut. Wingnut the Red Wing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not even sure what kind of a bird Wingnut is, like a hawk or a falcon or something like that. But, you know, the kids love this bird. They're loving the hockey, too. It's quite good. You know, last weekend, of course, we played Slave Lake and beat them. So Mayor Tyler Warren and Slave Lake had to wear a High Prairie jersey to council. And, you know, Slave Lake's mayor looks good in red. So that's what's happening on Sunday. On Monday, Play and Learn is happening over at the Children's Resource Center starting at 10. And the community band is going to be meeting over at Prairie River Junior High starting at 6 in the band room.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we've got free play at the Children's Resource Center from 1 till 3. Town Council's meeting on Tuesday, too, at 7. So if you're interested in seeing exactly what happens at a council meeting, you can go check it out. And, you know, if you have a concern, they set a little bit of a block of time aside right at the beginning. You can have 5 minutes to address council directly. Are they going to answer your question right away? Well, usually no, because they don't have time to do any research. But you actually get to talk directly to your town council, and I think that's important. Next Wednesday, what have we got? Story time for the kids over at the library. 3 to 5 years old. That starts at 10:30, goes to 11:30. And then when you're done there and you've had your lunch afterwards, wherever you choose to eat, you can check out the Marigold Farmers Market from 1 till 6.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's for dessert, right?
For dessert or whatever. I mean, there might be some fresh produce there still.
Hey, produce for dessert will work. That's why not?
And let's see. Children's Resource Center next Wednesday. They're having Stronger Together Night over at the main office. And that's at 6. Main office for the Children's Resource Center, folks, is right next to the Legion. And yes, I talk about it all the time because it's important. So go check it out.
Yes.
Also next Wednesday, we've got a donor fair over at the hospital. That goes from 11 till 4. So you can see all the equipment that's been bought for the hospital over the last year or so and how they work and what they do to make things better for everybody. And you can meet the staff over there. So if that's something that interests you, that's going to be over at the hospital from 11 till 4 next Wednesday. And next Thursday, the Pratt alumni basketball team, they're doing a food drive at 6 o'clock. So they're going to be going door-to-door, helping out the food bank. So there's always people that need help.
Help them out, please.
Absolutely. So when you're at the grocery store over the next week or so, grab an extra few boxes of Kraft Dinner or the canned tuna, stuff like that, you know, the rice, all that stuff. So grab a few extra things so when they come around next Thursday, you got something to give them. That's what we got going on this week, Hopper.
James, how's prep going for, or do you know how prep is going for the light up, which is next Friday?
It is, yes. Well, I've seen the town crews and the volunteers that we've got hard at work putting the lights up and getting everything ready. And you've seen this before. You know how amazing it is.
It is.
It's going to be amazing again. So make plans for next Friday to come to High Prairie.
Appreciate it, James. All right. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you next Friday.